You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Can I just ride my way home? That's Scratching with Morven Starr. Welcome to this week's edition of the Yarra Bicycle Users Group Radio Show on 3CR Radical Radio. And thank you to Democracy Now! For the last hour or so of current affairs. Yarra Bicycle Users Group Radio, we're a show about urban mobility, storytelling, bikes, obviously, getting around without that ubiquitous combustion engine or ICE engine, and a whole bunch of things. And I want to talk a little bit about paratransport in a minute. But at first, my name's Chris, and Yarra Bicycle User Group Radio, we've been broadcasting since 2008. And wanted to chat about was paratransport. Have you ever heard of it? You've probably used it and you don't even know what this jargon is. It's basically that kind of infill stuff that you use between, you know, walking and getting to A to B. Not quite something with a schedule. Where are you going? You probably think this sounds a bit odd. No. You've used a pair of skates, you've ever used blades, you've ever used a skateboard, you've ever used an e-bike. Have you ever used an e-scooter? Those sort of things. And that's not the correct definition per se, but it's that kind of infill thing, and it's kind of the, in that mixed mode sort of thing. But why is this important? Well, the reason why I want to touch base upon that before I get into the rest of the show, and I will announce straight up, that today's guest is Brent Cotter from the Big Bike Film Night. And we last spoke back in 2021, and Brent's been busy since then. Him and the Big Bite Film Night crew and the audience they've gone international. And after, a few news and events, bits and pieces, we'll get straight into that. But you'll hear how much and how big this event has got. Is it a screening? Is it now a cultural institution? Well, there's been lots and lots of different types of film nights and screenings I've seen over the decades, and this one's a New Zealand and Australian emphasis. So, yeah, I'll be chatting to Brent soon about that. But back onto paratransport. Why? Why am I going on about this? As Scratching Morven Starr plays out in the background. I love this bit at the end. Just
easy! Oh, my goodness! So easy for you!
You can ride to school and you learn how to do it properly.
Yeah, you can ride to school and you learn how to do it properly, if you could ride to school safely. The problem in Victoria, we've got everything's kind of, well, at certain council level, I think, without trying to sound too facetious, some councils are taking their policy settings off what they read on Facebook comments, and it's really not the way to go, folks. But anyway, what you can do is plan for something better. Now, let's try and get back into what I started with about paratransport. Now, in Yarra, because it's a concentrated inner city area, it's contested space. It's a lot of things going on here, and people do use paratransport a lot. And here we go, if it opens up for me, and I'm going to repeat that thing that I always say about this, the 3CR studios, it's like a Faraday cage. Paratransport, or specialised transit, provides individualised, non-fixed rail transportation for people with disabilities or mobility limitations, or if you're in a hurry and you nick your housemate's skateboard or something, or that sort of thing. But why is this relevant? Well, because, going back to what I was talking about, policy settings and Facebook comments, Here in Yarra, yep, our council are at it again. They've got a motion up on Tuesday night, this Tuesday night, because today is the 13th and tomorrow is the 14th, about not recommending going forward with keeping Lime bikes and e-scooters in the area. Now, it's really interesting when you start looking at things like, and it has been discussed on the show previously and for other areas, not just here, that about 20% of people in this area do not own a car. About car owning households, about 50% have one car, 19.8% have two cars, and 4.3% have three or more. Now, that's probably that's the most recent census data, and again, we're going to have census data being collected later this year. I've got something lined up for that. But if you're interested in this and you're someone who uses these services, it's a little outside our remit, but again, we've done shows on this sort of stuff before over the years. What you can do is get onto the Yarra Council website and have a look at agenda item 7.1. The officers are actually recommending not to proceed. Why do this in this area? I'm not remotely interested in any partisan who did what, how. Up in New South Wales, they've got a bit of a different thing. They're actually City of Sydney and the New South Wales government are actually talking to each other about these things. Now, I just want to bring up Streets Live Yarra. I've had to put together a really good submission on this. And they've actually put out some of the little, well, let's just say the word hypocrisy. At Yarra, every job is a climate job. Acting on the climate emergency requires we change the way we think, make decisions and prioritise actions. We must embed proactive climate responses in the ways we govern, live our lives and conduct our work. Every choice we make today into the future will have an impact. And this is true for the council and the community. And that's quoting some of council's own stuff, their own statement. Now, you're probably thinking, hey, this is a private company. What's it got to do with you? Well, that's a very good question. Glad you asked. Now, invariably, the more conservative end of politics like to, you know, push everything back to, well, you want to use it, you pay for it. I believe that we should try and improve society somewhat and stop socialising risks back to the individual and also the family and all the rest of it. Now, that's for the rest of the grid on 3CR to talk about. But, yeah, and it goes on in the Streets Live Yarra submission. With that in mind, we're astounded that the officer recommendation to resolve not to award a contract for a permanent e-bike share scheme in Yarra because e-shared air bikes act to reduce climate emissions from transport. Yarra residents and Yarra visitors use share e-bikes just like residents and visitors use cars. So they are both modes of transport that should be supported. If we are looking through a climate lens, then shared e-bikes should be supported more than driving. Well, maybe if we're more like New South Wales and what they're doing up in Sydney, we'll be able to have some of these different modes of transport and actually have them competitively priced and all the rest of it. Because yes, my main bottom line with these sort of things is, can people afford to use it? Now, if you just give me a moment, I'm going to do something remarkably low tech. And if this works, you'll get to hear what they're actually doing in New South Wales if this wants to do what I would like it to do. But here we go.
Hello, I'd like to introduce you to designated shared bike parking. Now, these are popping up all over the city. About 100 will be in place by the end of August. The idea here is you use a shared bike and you park it here afterwards. So we want to encourage people to park in these on the road rather than on the footpath. It's just a little bit of what we're doing in the City of Sydney while we're waiting for regulations to come through from state government. The next thing we're going to be doing is working with the shared bike companies to geofence these areas so that you can't leave your bike on the footpath nearby, a little bit like this one is here. Anyway, we all have to work together on this, so if you are riding a shared bike, you see one of these spots, definitely park them in there.
See? Easy, hey? So after the break, I'm going to be chatting to Brent Cotter from the Big Bike Film Night.
The census is coming this August, and we need to hear from people from every walk of life to help plan for Australia's future.
From baristas, From teachers.
From tradies.
From parents.
From people who play sport.
And people who cheer sport.
In the census, every answer matters. You'll get your instructions soon on what to do. For more information, visit census.abs.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, Canberra.
A 3CR supporter.
And in case I didn't make it quite clear, go to the about what I was playing in just before that announcement. If you go to the City of Yarra website or Streets Alive Yarra or any of the Yarra Bug socials at the moment, we've got details there of how you can make a submission and or just contact all the councillors about this, because if you're using these paratransport or rental schemes at the moment, that's just about to disappear and you're probably not going to be fully informed about it. So get onto that. Go to the the Yarra Council website for the meeting for the 14th of July. There's an option there for if you want to speak to the meeting or contact them. And also just tell all your friends that these things are afoot again, that unfortunately we have these very, very partisan decisions being made when evidence and critical thinking and all the rest of it kind of points in another direction. But invariably, if you don't like these situations, remember, you can always change, and we've only got 2 years to go on this council, and we can have a different one. Have a think about that. Build for something better.
Hello everyone, my name's Brett Cotter. I'm the founder, the curator, the film peddler of the Big Bike Film Night. And look out, Australia, I'm coming your way really, really soon.
And you've got a really full schedule around Australia. I was just noticing the amount of venues and things. Like, you're really kind of not just the capital cities, which people complain about. You're really going everywhere.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, I reckon if you look back to when we first, when we chatted back in 2021, I did 26 screenings and now we're up to about 54, so I've doubled it. And yeah, as you say, sort of, it's not just the big cities getting the joy of the cinema. We're going to places like Wollongong and then with little like Malanda and Lismore and Busselton and places, all these cycling communities are there. And that's what I really admire. And one place I just love going to is Yackandandah. And it's just this small country town. It reminds me of like Arrowtown in New Zealand, just a really good little town with a lot of heart, and it draws people in, and it's a big session. It's great fun.
And also I've got to mention, you're going to Easy Tiger Cinema down in St Helens and Tassie, so that's fabulous.
Yeah, that's a bit of a story in its own right. It was like a couple of years ago when I was in Tasmania, I do screenings in Lonnie and also down in Hobart. And I had a couple of days off and I went to Derby and then I went down to St. Helens and I saw the cinema and I'm like, hang on, maybe I should do a screening here and then I can get in some sneaky rides along the a couple of days before or after. And so, yeah, last year I went down there and had a fabulous ride on this trail called the Dreaming Pools, and it was everything I hoped and wanted, and it was just beautiful.
That's what you need to do. You need to get out and decompress a bit from being the busy guy running this amazing, what would you call it, a schedule, a screening, an event? What would you call this? It's really, really grown since, we spoke a couple of times, and the last time we spoke was about 5 years ago, but it's what, you're going overseas as well with this?
100% yes. So this year we did 110 screenings in New Zealand, and I didn't plan that. It was not what I thought was going to happen. It was just this incredible response, and I just had to respond to that response. So that took me by surprise. And with Australia, we've got 54 screenings. The UK came on board 5 years ago to Scotland, and they just love it. And it's one of those things that I think the Scottish sense of humour and the New Zealand sense of humour are very in tune. And so they get the films of challenge and adversity, and of course they're right into the mountain biking scene as well. And last year, I got approached by a gentleman who I've known for a few years who wanted to do some screenings in Netherlands and Belgium. So I'm like, mate, you can go for it. And so he got the films translated into Dutch, and we've been doing that last year, and this year's he's even expanding even more. So it's really, I don't know what to call it myself, but it's just gone gangbusters.
So with the actual screenings, and we don't want to preempt too much, but why go along to the Big Bike Film Night? You know, what jewels and gems have you got to show people?
Well, I think one of the films, or two of the films that I want to talk about, there's actually a few films that I want to talk about, but there's four seasons in this year, and the one that always gets the most sort of like, is winter. So I've got a film about the most heinous riding conditions imaginable, and it's super inspiring to show that, winter can actually be good fun to get out there and ride. So this just changes people's point of views. But also, I've got a fabulous film from set down in Queenstown in New Zealand, not Queenstown, Tasmania. But there's a young Australian lady. She's from Tasmania, and she'd be the happiest little Vegemite I know. She's just one of these people that's just joyous, and her name's Annie Ford, and she is attempting to do the Guinness World Record of the most descents in 24 hours in Queenstown, New Zealand. And it's all to raise funds towards the restoration and reforesting local fauna and flora around the Queenstown Hills. So it's just got this amazing story about not only what she's trying to do in herself and her capacities, but from a social aspect as well. It's just beautiful and really, really funny as well. Also, one of the films, and it's, I think, sort of, I get a few people saying, you don't have any road cycling films. And I try to find the best ones out there. That's always been the ambition, is to find the best cycling short films that I can. And this one is just an absolute gem. It's a film on a gentleman by the name of Eros Poli. And Eros is an Italian domestique, sort of in the Tour de France back in the 1990s. And he gets this moment to shine. And it's on probably one of the most respected and revered Tour de France stages, which is Mont Ventoux in southern France. And we get to witness the drama of the Battle of Two Giants. And it's just charming. It's funny. It's heartfelt. And there's a lovely little Australian, little Melbourne connection in there as well.
The Beast of Provence. Talk a little bit about Mont Ventoux. It's actually very, very exposed. It's like the moon up there, isn't it?
That's right. And a lot of people don't actually realize it. And especially when you're on your bike, there's just, it's got such a hard angle and degrees of gradient, but it's that exposure and that potential for wind, but the sun, and it's just extreme up there.
Because the tour's on at the moment, and I've watched a
I
few tour
know.
stages up there, and everyone's kind of terrified of the wind and the sun, and there's nowhere to hide.
It's a fabulous film, and it's just, it's one of those films that sort of just makes us go root for the underdog, and it's just, gets a tear in the eye as well.
The New International Bookshop's Big Red Book Fair is back for 2026. We'll have thousands of secondhand books for super low prices and 20% off new books, plus many other cool things. This is a great moment to support Melbourne's longest running left bookshop. I'll see you on Saturday, the 18th of July, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Trades Hall, 54 Victoria Street, Carlton. Can't wait to see you there. The New International Bookshop is a 3CR supporter.
You have competition for the various stages. You've got one for New Zealand, Australia, Scotland and England, Netherlands and Belgium. Like, you can win stuff.
Exactly. And I have to say, the Australians have got the best competition. It's true. Okay. It's true. And this year, as our presenting partner, we've got Ngāhuringa, Great Rides of New Zealand. And a lot of people go, well, what's Great Rides? And it's just like the Great Walks. It's instead of the best walking tracks of New Zealand, these are the best riding trails of New Zealand. And they've given us a five-day package, which starts and finishes in Queenstown. And you get to go and explore three or four of the trails around Queenstown and Central Otago on bikes. And it's just remarkable. The scenery is spectacular. We've actually got a film sort of roundabouts in some of the trails, which actually you'll be, if you win, you'll be actually attending. And it's a brand new bike trail. It's a bikepacking route called the Southern Way 1000. So it only opened up about, well, the route only got devolved a couple of months ago, and it encompasses eight great ride trails in Central Otago and Southland. So you get to go start in Queenstown and do this massive loop down to Dunedin and just through some of the most spectacular country around. And
so this is cycle trail. So for someone, you have to have a moderate level of fitness, but you're not actually doing off-road stuff for people going in this comp. You don't really need a full-on off-road bike. You need something that's good for trails. If you're thinking or you're considering going in this comp?
Well, if you're going in the comp, it's one of those things. There's bikes, but there's also hire bikes. And the company has got an amazing fleet. And I'm sure they can have some of those little things that begin with E. They might be able to assist those people that are a little bit more challenged. But the trail itself, they're usually grade 2 to grade 3. They're not, some of them further round, a little bit more higher in their grading, but the ones that the competition did, they're grade 2, grade 3.
Beautiful. There's a couple of also some aspects to the film night that, if someone's listening, can submit their own film. So you've got submissions close 1st of November this year. If you want to put stuff in for the 27 collection, then you've got a page for that. Is there anything specific people need to know, or that's all laid out in the submission?
It's pretty much laid out in the submissions, but I think sort of it has to be relevant in terms of its films. And I work on a four pillars philosophy. So, and I've done that since year dot right back 12 years ago. So the films that to me that I'm looking for, they have to be original. They have to have entertainment. There's education or an informative value, but above all, they've got to be inspiring us to get out and ride. And it can cover any cycling genre. And that's been the great thing, is it's the diversity of cycling that I love to showcase. And in this collection, we've got 10, the 226 collection, we've got 10 films. I had 82 films submitted, but which is a lot of whittling, a lot of whittling. Yep. And one of the things I do is I actually also go out looking, seeing what else is out there as well, because you don't know what you don't know. And it's one of those things that I found some films and tapped some filmmakers on the shoulders and saying, hey, I think you should submit your films. Actually there's an Australian filmmaker who's, a couple of filmmakers have got in touch already about potential submissions. And one of them is about a young lad who did a school project at Woodwork about making a wooden bike frame. And he's looking at riding it from Sydney down to Melbourne and making it into a little documentary. So I'm like, oh, that sounds really good. And I've seen pictures of the frame and, oh, my gosh, it's so beautiful.
So for the sake of this exercise, we're in Melbourne, so can you tell us what screenings you've got in Victoria to get people's interest up? Because we're talking from... you're starting on 1st of Saturday, August, so it's after the tour. So that's nice. And I've noticed here you've got a bit of a break because you're probably watching the tour.
In all honesty, sort of this is Australia's part one of the overseas tour. So I've got, after Australia, I then go over to Scotland and then into the UK. So I need 2 months off to get things sorted for, and a break, because the New Zealand tour was just Oh my gosh.
When you said that number, I thought, my God, that's insane. So you're starting at Melbourne Crown on Saturday the 1st of August, and what after that?
Yeah, so after the screening of The Crown, we're going to go on the Sunday to Melbourne Central West, which is up in Sunshine on Sunday the 2nd, doing a 4 o'clock screening for those that want to bring the younger kids or can't get to a Saturday screening. Then heading over to Geelong on Monday, and it's already half sold in Geelong, so the great interest already this far out for Geelong. Then we're going down to back into Melbourne, Wantirna South on Tuesday, the 4th of August, and there's a great biking community down there. They've been backing it for a couple of years now, and it's just fantastic to go down there and have a drink and have a food with them at a pub beforehand, and then go and watch some movies. Rosebud is Wednesday the 5th, and then back to Hawthorne East at the Village Centre's Rivoli, and we're probably going to go into the cinema one, which is just the most beautifulest cinema. It's that classic 400 seat big old school Art Deco kind of cinema, and it just brings out the atmosphere. So that's the last screening in Melbourne, and then I'm heading up to the northeast. Bright is on the Friday the 7th, and that screening's actually already sold out, which is just blows my mind. So we've actually added an encore screening for Bright on Sunday the 30th of August, and Yakadanda on Saturday the 8th of August, and then we've got a break to go to Bendigo on Wednesday the 9th and Friday the 11th of September. There may be something happening in November. I'm not going to say too much, but it may at
So,
Castlemaine.
and then quickly after that, you're going down to Tasmania, Lutruwita. Are you going to Hobart, Launceston, and St Helens? Easy
That's
Tiger.
right. Yeah, Easy Tiger. And it's, have you been to Easy Tiger?
Oh, I just know some people have been there. And then between that, you're also going to Canberra on Monday, the 10th of August.
Yeah, Canberra's great. I love going there. And that was like, I've been coming to Australia for 10 years now, and Canberra, Melbourne, and Hobart were the original trio. And I've just got this real soft spot for those places because they've all been so good to me over those years. And there's just such a great community. And like, I go in there and say, okay, who's a repeat offender? And like, three quarters of the people stick hands up.
Three CR, here to stay.
Okay, so if people want to find out more, you've got a newsletter you can sign up for. Just reel off all how people can get in touch, your socials and your website and booking and the like.
Yes, most certainly. So we're on Facebook, Big Bike Film Night dot ins. Oh, sorry, Big Bike Film Night. Instagram, of course. The handles is big slash underscore bike underscore film underscore night. We're also got our website, which is the primo place to go and visit, the first choice, which is www.bigbikefilmnight.nz, which will take you through to the Australian page, which has got all the screenings. It's got information of the tour dates. There's also the competition page, which tells you more about the prizes. We've also got for prizes from the Australian Mountain Bike Magazine, a 1 year subscription to their publication, and also Ground Effect Cycle Clothing giving us six $100 gift vouchers and a couple of jackets to give away. And they've been with us since year dot, and they're just good buggers and just fantastic supporters of the Big Bike Film Night in New Zealand and Australia, and they're good people to go out riding with as well. I think those are all the relevant channels of how to get in touch with us. To me, the Big Bike Film Night is one of those experiences that you shouldn't miss out on seeing. And you don't have to be a cyclist to enjoy these films. They're films of passion, challenge, adversity. And they're kind of films that we can get close to the characters, and they're really build a real connection with them. And that's always been at the heart of it, is find films that we can connect with. After all, stories are at the heart of everything, and that's what the Big Bike Film Night's all about. Stories, stories, and stories. I got a great comment from a customer, and it almost brought me to a tear, and it was in a class of its own. And that was just like, oh my God, that is just amazing to have someone say that. And yeah, it just meant the most to me.
Thank you.
Yarrabug would like to thank Bicycle Network for their financial support. Bicycle Network, a not-for-profit with 45,000 members, working to get more people riding for their health and well-being. Bicycle Network is proud to sponsor the Yarrabug program and support its important advocacy for safer and more accessible riding. By becoming a Bicycle Network member and or participating in one of their iconic riding events, you're supporting Bicycle Network's Ride to School programs and advocacy campaigns to make it easier for everyone to ride a bike every day. Visit bicyclenetwork.com.au for more information.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.